Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Well Church Saturdays podcast. We pray that you enjoy this message and that it creates a well of hope in your life today.
Heavenly Father, we praise you, God, you're almighty. You are the only one who are worthy to be praised and worshipped, Lord. Lord Jesus, you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, because you loved us, Lord. And we are the chosen people. There are so many people out there, but we are here to worship you, Lord, in your sanctuary. Lord, you have chosen us, washed by the blood of Jesus. Yes, Father. And here we are, Lord, to worship you and honor you, Lord God. And magnify your name, glorify your name. We bow down our heads and then along with your elders there in heaven, Lord, putting their crowns at thine feet. And Lord, we do as well. Oh Lord, you are worthy. Worthy of all praises. You are God of our soul. You are God of each one of us. You are our Lord because you are our Savior. My Savior. My personal Savior. And you are Lord and God, and you are our comforted Lord. Lord Jesus, we are here to praise you and glorify your name and pronounce your name, announce your name, that only name is Jesus' name. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just glorify you and we invite you here, Lord. We invite you, Holy Spirit, God, you are within us, with us. Yes, God. We invite you. Touch everyone, talk to everyone, and be with everyone. In Jesus' name we pray and worship. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So thank you so much for having us with you today. I request you to understand our English. Our language is different than yours. Of course, we are trying and striving to make you understand with our language. I think you got it, right? Yeah. Immersed in the well of worship today. That's a great opportunity for a Christian, a believer who are saved by the blood of Jesus and who accepted him as their personal Savior. Not only Savior, but personal Savior. That is the interaction that you have every time with Jesus. That as my own, says me, my man, right? She is mine, my personal, my Lord, it's personal, but my Savior. After you are saved, then he becomes your God, King, Lord, and everything. Amen?
Amen.
Then today, it's a wonderful time for us. And about the video, you can just, after the worship, we can have a little time. We are here. If you are here, we have brochures. You can understand us very well, even with the video and the brochure. I don't have to explain, But let us go to the Word of God. And it's going to be a different Word of God. Of course, we've been heard messages like this also. But for me, it's entirely a different ministry today. For me, it's going to be a great time challenged. And we're going to switch to appoint to another level of point. You're going to understand that. I just start. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to stand on behalf of you, Lord. I am unworthy. Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit God. You are here already. Speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. It's not me, my words, but your words. Let your words flow. They are life-giving words. Change our lives. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As you pour out your heart, give us heart of understanding and accept the word. It is you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Dear friends, I see Lord and you all. We all see our Lord in different ways. But in Word of God, in Numbers 14:14, it says, Pharaoh and his army were pursuing Israel. When they had seen the Egypt army, they were terrified and cried out to the Lord. Moses strengthened Israel and said, Don't be afraid. Stand firm and you'll see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need to only be still. What a blessed word to hear from the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. You need to be only still. You need only to be still. That's a great experience for Israelites. They were blessed with the Lord as defending Lord. All their journeys, all their lifetime, when they were separated from Egypt, the bondage, he was God of defending. He always defended them from enemy and the situations. And whatever comes in, God was there. And they did not get God that closer either. Because they were looking at Egypt all the time. The pleasure, the good times. They never wanted to go through wilderness. But God had to teach them a few things and manifest himself to them in a special way. They are chosen people. For them, he is God and defending God. Here I see him as defending God. He defended them from Egypt army, the Pharaoh, and his wickedness and his cruelness. They were slaves, slavery for years together. Dear friends, God was defending them. And whenever the problem comes, Moses used to stand in between people and God. And he was praying on behalf of people. They were so cool. They had great God and great leader with them. They never care about anything. And they were happy. They were happy. But when enemy came, they were trembled. They were terrified and started crying out to Lord. It is their habit. It became their habit. Having like comfort zone. That is kind of comfort zone for them. Whenever problem comes, then only come to Lord. Look to Lord. And rest of the time, oh, they were enjoying their time and going here and there. They wanted different kinds of activities to make them happy, feel good. Dear friends, never focus on the enemy than on God. Israelites' focus was on the enemy, therefore they were terrified. Why we fear situations? We see situation as a bigger one and God smaller. We make God small. Though we say many times, oh, God is big. God is good and God is big. He is able. But when the situation comes, we just fear and terrified. We fear enemy rather than God. Where we have to fear God. Fear God. And look to God. Depend on God. Because He is dependable. In every situation, He is dependable. Make our God so big. Mountain, He is bigger than any mountain. He is bigger than any mountain. Problems may look like a mountain. The Pharaoh and the army was just pressing the Israelites. Before them, the sea. Nowhere to go, where to run. A real problem came there. Appeared to be a real problem. They're going to die. Are they going to be slaves again? At that time, God did a miracle. When they depended on God, there was a miracle. The size of the enemy has nothing to do with our victory. Therefore, Moses had to encourage them and change their focus unto God. God chose Moses for this great people, chosen people, Israelites. Every time, not only then, but now, God chosen people for His people to be encouraged. There are many people who can encourage one another. And what of God says in Hebrews, it says, encourage one another every day. There are doings, two doings are there. Take up your cross every day and encourage one another every day. We are so special, special than Israelites. That's an entirely different experience for us. We have the exposure of Jesus Christ, the cross, the blood, and the burial of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus, going to heaven and coming one day, and we all are waiting for Him, getting ready to receive Him or go to Him. That's an entirely different exposure for a Christian today than Israelites then. And the second point I just want to quote is 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and 15 and 17 verses. So the same thing happened, we see the same thing happened in the reign of King Jehoshaphat. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziel and said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, don't be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Deliverer, again. We see God as deliverer. Not only with Israelites, but even to the next generation. He is God of generations to generations. Alpha, Omega. He is God forever. He is God. He is living God forever. Amen. And Jesus, as God, He lives forever. He lives forever. But when you think about this, there are few things that, of course, you know the story and the happening and the war, how they took it, and Jehoshaphat and the people Jerusalem and Judah. Yeah, they were just terrified with the thing, whatever was there against them. They're going to lose. But yet, God said, be still. God will fight for you. There was a word. Someone was there to encourage them. Encourage one another every day. Someone needs your encouragement. Someone needs your blessings. Someone needs your shoulder to be strengthened them. And God said, and here, take up your positions. Can someone read from Luke chapter 9? Can someone help me to read by reading Luke chapter 9, verse 23? Lovely. You can read it aloud.
And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Follow me. That is the position you have to take. Take up your position. As Christians, we have to take up our position. Why I'm telling this? Why I'm quoting this? God was dependable God for Israelites. And Jehoshaphat, and then the people of Jerusalem, Judah. Now Israelites are fighting, and we know God is with them. God is with them. They are people of God. God will be with them. That for sure. But I'm not to explain all those things here today. But it's different, entirely different. For his people who are saved by the blood of Jesus. For as Christians, we need this. He is a dependable God, yes. I just want to go to another level. We saw Israelites were defended. Like they were depending on God. And Jehoshaphat and people of Judah and Jerusalem, they were dependent on God. God was defending them. He stood for them. They were cool. They were good. They were happy. And later they, of course, they worshiped Lord. They had to worship, only worship, not to fight, not to look at enemy or here and there. No, nothing. Just we were doing. I was immersed in the veil. Immersed. I just felt like, oh, yes, I felt like that. This is how we have. Then, when you immerse in the worship, you have victory. You have victory. The word. In the Bible it says 2 Corinthians 20 and 15, 17. It says the same. That is the same thing we have to do. Only worship Lord. Be still. But take up your positions. In these times we have to stand firm. And see the deliverance the Lord will give you. And the next level, I just want to encourage you. I think you are with me. Daniel chapter 3. I think verses from 15 to, 12 to 18 we can read. But I just want to take few verses from them. I just want to take that 16th verse. You know the story, what had happened there with them, right? This is the time of Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They did not obey God's command, king's command, that they have to worship idol. They said, no, we are not going to worship. But there was an order that whoever does not obey the king's command, they're going to be thrown into the fire. Thrown into the fire. There was fear among all the people. There were Israelites also. But these three men, what they did, can anyone please? A 16th verse. Yeah, Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 till 18.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
Yes, thank you. So here is a different approach again. This is a critical situation, right? So this is all about persecution. God is a defending God. But at this moment, God was depending on Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And of course, he is a defending God every time. But depending God, who depend on others, right? Who are reliable. Though we are not faithful or trustworthy, he believes us. He trusts us. Today, even the church. Can we have a look on the video? This is second video, which is happening back in... This is all about persecution again. Churches are burnt. People are killed. Pastors are killed. Their houses are torn. They were driven out of the city, the village. They're into wilderness. There is the pastor. He died afterwards. This is not a movie, dear ones. This is not a movie. This is not a story, or this is something, it's not a movie or story. This is what happening back. This is for the church, body of Christ. Those three pastors was killed. Those are the houses of the believers. Thank you for watching. This is entirely different from having a defending God. And now God is depending God. God was depending on Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, whether they stand for God or not in that situation. If they were not standing there, he could not show up as only God in the entire world. And you can read all the chapter. In that chapter he said, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego is God. He is God. That's what the testimony of King. Dear friends, when they were thrown into the fire, I just want to quote that words. 18. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. That is their faith, unfailing faith. They were looking unto God, and God was looking at them. Whether I can help them or not, if they can go to that fire, I can be with them in that fire. And what was the outcome? We all know that. We all know that. Four in the fire. That was eye-opening for king and the rest of the kingdom. Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, today, where is the church? Are we at comfort zone? There are notice boards. You have good pictures like this. I mean, images you put there. But when we try to go to villages, it's something else. There are boards, signboards or notice boards stating that no pastors are allowed in this village. No gospel is allowed in this church. In spite of adversaries, in spite of oppositions, our pastors are going. We were chased, about to beat, about to kill. I stand in the name of Jesus with you here today to encourage you. In your lifetime, could you guide at least one to the Lord? This is the time where we have to raise up. This is the time where we have to have the fire for the people and introduce Jesus as personal Savior, not as God, not as King, Lord, but as personal Savior. The personal intimacy with Lord Jesus. Until and unless you have personal intimacy with Lord Jesus, you're not going to go to heaven. That is for you. Believe it or not. That is word of God. That is what word of God says. I don't know how many of you are interested. That is not interest you have. You have to have burden. Today God is challenging and asking you all, we all, if we are challenged. This is what happening to the body of Christ, the other side of body of Christ. The other part is just wounded, bruised, and killed, took apart, and homeless, and nothing they have. And the other part, how it is having good time. It's good to have good time. A leisure time, comfort zone, this is all good. But this is the time. This is the time God looks at the church. He is depending on us today. Not only defending God with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He was depending on them whether they can stand in the times of adversaries, opposition, fear. In that situation, only those three could stand for Lord. And Lord was faithful. He could defend them from that fear and the fire. Even today, to the church, we'll have a big question. Where is God defending them? No. Church, know this. Today it is in and throughout there are so many things going on. And the world too. You're not accepted. Any moment. Any moment, anything could come. You must be challenged. Take up your cross every day. Take up your positions. Take up your positions. Sometimes I'm questioned. Can anyone read Romans chapter 2, verse 24?
For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
Thank you.
Just as it is written in Scripture.
Yes, just as written in Scriptures because of you. God is depending on us. We are challenged. When we go out, what the people, they think about Christianity. Is it easy way? Easy way? Of course. This is the way, God says. Jesus says, I am the way. But is this the way? People understand? Heaven is beautiful. To our imagination, it's something else. We were reading in Isaiah 55. Heaven is more than whatever we think. It is not to our imagination. It's above our imagination. It's going to be a great time. Forever and ever. Here we are. What? Travelers. Not permanent. Not permanent. The social security number which we have given, we are given, that is not permanent, dears. That is not permanent. Back home, politicians say that we care for women and cows. Cows are given social security number in even cows. They worship cow, which is not permanent. But praise God, we're going to have glorious time with the Lord. Amen. We're going to see all the saints there. We're going to meet them. This is temporal world. Temporary. Only that is counted. Only that is counted is you and I standing for the Lord. Take up cross. Stand firm. Take up our position. Go to someone. Introduce Jesus. Bring them in. Pray for them. Before I go to evangelism, I pray. I ask Lord to send people to me or send me to those people who are in the will of God. Many are called. Not everyone go to heaven. Dear ones, have you ever heard about Peter going back from Rome? The persecution when there is Rome. In Rome, there is persecution. At Peter's time, Apostle Peter, the church was in tribulation and in persecution. So troublesome time. The city was burning and people were killed. People were running away for their lives. And they just want to go hide somewhere to save themselves. It was furious. Terrible. After some time, Peter says for himself, no, I have to go away from this place. Away from this persecution. I have to escape myself to a better place. So he starts running. Running away from that sense. And when he reaches the city, gate of city, a man who was bruised with all our blood all over and was running inside. Running inside. And Peter goes in and stops this person. Hey, you, where are you going? Well, you want to go to the city again? Already you have wounds all over, blood all over. And look at me. I'm just escaping from this situation and going away. I just want to go out where there is good place, safety place. And this person says, oh, my brothers are there who are suffering, and I must be there. And Peter says, yes, of course. Everybody should look after themselves, right? This is the good time where you have to run away from the situation. And then Peter starts going away from behind. Peter heard a noise, Petras Kavadis. That means, Peter, where are you going? Petras Quadis. Peter, where are you going? And immediately Peter recognizes the voice that was Jesus speaking. And immediately turns back and says, Lord, I am sorry. Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I was running away from the situation, from my brothers, from my church, from everyone to safeguard myself. And goes back to the people and cross upside down, crucified upside down on the cross, and died, of course. God was defending God, and here depending God. Today, God depends on His church, on His people. Dear beloved, let us be challenged with this. Out of your anxiety, don't go and preach gospel. No. Have to have burden. Ask Lord for the burden. There are so many who love Jesus but doesn't know how to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. As their Lord, of course, but personal Savior. Washed their sins by His blood. They are clean. The experience they have to have. There are so many lying out. Why we are very less here? Of course, you are blessed. God see you, people. You are the warriors and the arrows in the hand of a warrior. Your arrows, I see so many arrows. God loves you. God defends you. But God depends on you. God is depending on you today. So many times we neglect. I'm sorry to say this. It might be a little harsh or a little direct. Not soft. I don't know how you receive this word, but this is word. This is word. You just want to have good time, peaceful time. Yes, peace comes after. It is within us. It is within us. We have to be guided by Holy Spirit God always. Led by the Spirit. Do you experience that every time? We are special, not ordinary people anymore. The blood of Jesus on us, not on everyone out there in this city, in this big country. God picked us, just chosen us. We are chosen. So, dear friends, let me encourage you. Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord! We are more than conquerors. This is something special, something different. Conquerors. Not like world has these conquerors. We die. We die for Christ. And we will raise again. We'll raise again and we reign with Lord Jesus forever. We are real conquerors. In Jesus Christ. The victory only through our Lord Jesus. Victory only through our Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says this. Only through Jesus Christ we have victory. Can we allow God to depend on us? This is something. Of course, He can defend us every time, even now. As He did with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, He will come. He will stand with us in this persecution. At any time, even it is about to death, even unto death, He is there. If He was only defending God, why He had to die? Why He had to die? This is entirely different scenario. This is entirely new thing coming up. We always tend to depend on God for every need. That is good. God wanted it. God wanted us to depend on Him for every situation. Even the persecution. Even the persecution. But the other side of the coin, which we have to understand, is He depends on us. He depends on the church today. I'm not here to console me because of my persecutions back. No. Oh, I'm not here to ask you something different or console us. But pray for us. But at the same time, get the people. Find people. Led by Holy Spirit. Not on our own. On our own, no. On our ability, no. We cannot do that. Amen. I met a man yesterday. That is the only person I see here in the U.S. I'd been to different places, but that brother, he says, I have a different ministry. And he's so enthusiastic, so filled and so led by Holy Spirit. I see him. He has cards in his pocket, visiting God, not on his name, but it has a verse and the church address. He go to every corner. Wherever he see people, he just stop his car and go and give them that card and invite them to the church and tell them about Jesus Christ. We were traveling with him and we had that experience with him. Oh, I said, wonderful Lord, what I'm seeing here. What a glorious ministry it is. Bringing people in, inviting people in, and preparing them for the kingdom of God.
one testimony I would like to add on to this message. And in this period, we have almost a month here. And one of the sisters said, like, such a lot of persecution is going on there in Israel and the Israel stuff. If we are flying back through Israel, mm-hmm. Israel area, if something goes wrong, no, you have everything here. As you can stay back here as a refugee. Government will provide everything. They will give you money and the jobs and everything. He said, no. We are appointed to be there in God has chosen to be with our people. I just wanted to encourage you. God has placed you in America to be here
for your people.
For your people. To win the souls. He depends on you.
So God is defending God, depending and defending God, and depending God. So three stages we have experienced today. So I don't know how you take this word, but can we pray for some time? Can we pour out our spirit, our hearts at the feet of the Lord? I know a man who loves me so much. No one loved me that much. He sends his only begotten Son. His name is Jesus. He lived on this earth as I lived, as I am living. He lived. He lived a holy life. He lived a holy life. He knows pretty much about me. I am a sinner. But within me, I am blessed by His Spirit. So I belong to Him. He never wanted me to go to hell. So He did a great wonder-working, powerful work, that is cross. No one did for me. No one did for me. Because He loved, He did that. Took all of my sins, took it to the cross, hung on cross, shed His whole blood so that I can wash my sins away. So that I become a holy man, holy person, holy creation. So that I can go to heaven. He was buried. But He did not. He was not there for anymore. He rose again. He rose again. How beautiful it is to have Jesus as Savior. As my Savior. And He wanted you to have Him every day. So let us pray for some time. Let us ask Holy Spirit God to guide us in His way. Not in my way or your way, but His way. How He wanted and what He wants is from us, from the church today. We can have a question. Lord, what you are expecting from me today? Can we ask ourselves, and Lord, what is your expectations about me? How you want to live a life for you.
Should I run away from the sins? Should I run away from the persecution, from the troubles, from the situations, adversary situations? Or follow you? There are so many souls going to go to hellfire. And we are responsible, dear ones. I am responsible for my brothers and sisters. Do you feel you are responsible? I got a vision. I feel it as fresh as yesterday's. That was 27 years ago. I was praying, asking, Lord, why should people go to hell? What should I do? I was praying. I fell asleep. I had a vision. The first one to go to the pit was me. I was just going down and down. My soul was just there. Me, myself. It was burning. I was screaming. No one was there to help me. Everyone was screaming for help. Lord, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. There was no help. And after some time, I see my wife coming to that pit. She was screaming again. She wanted me to, honey, will you take me out? Will you help me? I could not. And after some time, my daughter came, my son came. They were screaming, Papa, will you take us out from this pit? Could not do anything. Pray for your children. Till then, from then onwards, we started praying for our children. For their salvation. Nothing but their salvation. Lord, let not my children go to hell. No. Can you pray for your children? The young ones? Not only for one time. We need to pray for our children. Uphold them. Ask God to give them grace. Because only through grace, by not our deeds or works, by not our ability, that we can have heaven, we can go to heaven, our children can come. No. Because we are going to church, our children are coming. That is good. But let them have the experience. Let them have that experience that Jesus is Lord, but Jesus is Savior, their Savior, that's personal Savior. I praise God today, my children are saved. They are blessed. They worship Lord. They serve Lord with us. What else I want? What else? What a joy. I am the victorious. I am the conqueror. Let us close our eyes. If you are here, touched by the word. If you are touched by Holy Spirit and you want to start a new life, a new beginning, a new ministry, a new way of reaching people and live for Lord, can you show your hand so that I can pray? God bless you, sister.
God bless you, sister. This is God bless you, sister. This is the time where you have to take a decision. God was depending on her. God is depending on us today. He is defender, comforter. He gives victory, but he depends on us today. Can you accept his call? Can you open your heart for his word to come true in your life? I may not come again. I don't know what is waiting for me. How things gonna be there. If I don't see you next time, we'll meet in heaven, sure. But dear friends, God depends on you. Jesus depends on you. Heavenly Father, we know that, Lord, you will fight for us. And we only need to be still. But yet, take up our positions, take up our cross, encourage each other, stand firm. And we just wanted you to deliver us every situation. But Lord, today, we are here, Lord. Church is here. You washed this church blood with your blood. You gave your son for this church. Yes, Lord. There is unweighable sacrifice that you did. We cannot weigh the sacrifice you did for us. And now, Lord, it is our turn, as your chosen, but here we are, here, the brothers and sisters, in their hearts, they have, whatever they have, that is in front of you, Lord, at your feet, Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless the pastors here and the pastor's family. Strengthen all the church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We're glad that what the Lord is doing among us encourages you. For more info about the church, follow us on Facebook or connect with us on Instagram. Visit dwellatthewell.com or come out and see us on a Sunday morning, 228 Ridge Avenue, Satterton, Pennsylvania.
I'm taking a well, I'm taking a well right here. I'm taking a well.